One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job post seen on other job sites. With Indeed sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/kidsandfamily. Just go to Indeed.com/kidsandfamily right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Good to go.
H-O-D-O-M-I-N. Did you see that?
What?
They did the SNL skit for Domingo again, but did it to Hot to Go.
Oh, I know.
It wasn't as funny, but.
I know. I saw it. I was like, oh, Remy's going to make us do this again.
Wait, I saw it and I was like, oh, this is so lame. They clearly are going with the same type of vibe, but then I didn't realize it was the same, like, cast the same.
Yes.
Like, I didn't realize it was Domingo
they
was
were,
in
they
it.
We were trying to strike.
It was a part two.
Yeah.
It was funny. It just wasn't. Nothing will beat the first.
They should have just, like, kind of waited for that next, like, let Domingo come in, like, after maybe, like, 4 months.
You
like,
think?
Just, like, yeah.
But
you have to, like,
been
you have
able to
let
strike
it
while the iron's hot.
I
personally
will say, it feels like the original one was a week ago. That was realistically, like, over a month ago.
It was. Yeah. It was now, like, a month ago.
I saw this guy actually give a hot take on, like, the whole SNL thing, because you know how a lot of people say that SNL is, like, not as near as funny as it used to be back then? Because SNL was, I remember it being really funny. I remember my parents talking about how, like, funny it would be. Mm-hmm. He was saying that because SNL back then used to be all character based.
Oh.
And now it's, I've never heard this term, game set based. And I was like, I don't know what that is. And they said it's more on the situation, or it's more about
pop,
like,
culture.
Yeah, what's going on instead of, like, the character.
Oh, I never thought about that. Like, Debbie Downer was really funny.
Exactly.
I forgot about their character.
And I'm like, I know when I'm, like, watching content, like, on TikTok, anywhere, to me, characters make me laugh. Like, I love watching a good character or someone portrayed
Jimmy Fallon,
like
that.
Yeah.
It just hit. It, like, made sense. And I could see why people don't find it as funny. Cause I personally believe that, like, more people want to watch characters.
Back then, social media wasn't as prevalent or wasn't a thing.
Yeah.
So they kind of had to. Now they can, like, do Mudang and, like, things that are current.
Absolutely.
I see what you're saying, though. Maybe, like, a 50-50.
Yeah, bring the characters back. I love a good character.
There was also, like, heavy hitters back then.
Yeah, there was. They also had, like, the people that they had back then. Just
crazy.
We still look, like, now they are still very, very funny.
They're icons.
Exactly. So,
like,
it's hard
geniuses,
to, very large shoes to fill. But I wonder if they are ever going to, like, go back and see, strike the characters and see if that, like,
they
that could
should
work.
They should do that,
especially since TikTok loves characters, because I feel like TikTok is, like, a big, people are really showing their, like, character
impersonations
too.
I love impersonations.
I'm sorry, that's what I meant to say, impersonations, not the character, every time I
they
said
did
it
have a lot
I
of
meant
characters,
impersonations
though.
Yeah,
Chloe Fineman is really good at
she's really so they good. Really they like she's a good one that they got on there, because it's
Bowen.
It's because it's funny because Matt and I would always watch her stuff on Instagram, and she would always pop up. But this was way before, like, she would make videos with our other, like, our friends that we knew on Vine.
No way.
And we always thought she was just really good. So seeing that announcement that she was the new,
so crazy.
Matt and I said, we're like, this is unbelievable. Seeing her, like, in all these little, like, skits that, like, you know.
And then finally making it to that.
Yeah. Oh my
Isn't
God. That was
true?
Really cool.
You can
to see.
Only audition one time.
Really?
Yeah.
No,
that's what I've heard. Everybody says, like, you get one shot. So that's why a lot of people wait until they're, like,
really
confident.
Especially in the, like comedy world. I'm sure there's so many people applying.
There's a lot of like really big people now that were denied because they just had a bad audition. Like a few people were like John Hamm.
Imagine that everything
John
riding
Hamm?
On one.
Yeah.
One audition.
Yeah. I like how cutthroat it is though. It's like, it makes it like
it's
that much
really like meaningful to be on that though.
Exactly.
You know, Bowen Yang, who is on SNL, is also in the Wicked movie.
Yeah.
And he did both at the same time. When he got cast or was going to be cast, Ariana called Lorne Michaels and was like, please let him do this. Like, I really want him to be in the movie. So he was going back and forth, coming back for SNL every
London
week.
London and New
going,
York.
Yeah, going to do the movie and coming back every week.
Yeah, because a movie does not get you out of that room every week.
You are locked in.
And I heard the salary, not that great either when you're on SNL.
Yeah, but it's such an honor.
But it opens and such big doors for you, which it's such an interesting thing. But like, also, you can't. How can you pay people that much when it's just one show every week and it's like,
also, there's like 25 people on now. Like, there's so many cast members. When I watch, I'm like, I didn't even know that person was on. Like, there's so many people now.
Yeah, I saw some kid that I was like, I didn't even know that was a new guy that's on SNL.
Yeah.
I think, especially their first year, they don't get a lot of airtime. They get like kind of these side gigs. But like, I think Chloe Fine, I think like that first year, really, I think they were just throwing her everywhere because she would just killed it.
Especially when there's a celebrity and you look kind of similar and you can play that
role
a lot. Uh-huh. I feel like that's really...
She's good impressions. She's really good.
You should, if you guys ever have time, you should watch that documentary. I think it was like a one episode or two episodes. It was a documentary where it takes you through the days of the 1 week of SNL.
Oh, cool.
And
I love that.
Seeing how intense it was, it gave me a fucking panic attack. I was sitting there like, I could never even be in the room with just how much is going on. It's crazy. And then you post once a week. Imagine every day we were getting together from 9 to 5, coming up with different bits just for an hour episode.
Crazy.
It's crazy. Yeah. It's you got to respect it. Mm-hmm. It's crazy. But we should roll the intro.
Let's jump into our own show.
Yeah. Our own show that we put in so many hours every day to put together.
What do you mean? Of course we sit here Monday through Friday, 9 hours a day trying to figure out
the shit that
our
we talk
one
about?
Week. Yeah.
Y'all better respect it.
Hit it.
I'm Zay.
I'm Eve.
I'm Remy.
I'm Alicia.
Hey guys, what's up? Welcome back to Basically Unfiltered. I'm Remy.
I'm Alicia.
I'm Zane.
And I'm Heath.
And we are Basically Unfiltered.
Mm-hmm.
Sorry, I do the unfiltered, sorry.
Oh.
He got excited.
Leave it.
Yeah, just leave it in. You know, you guys leave it pretty basic, so I'm gonna leave it in there. You know, just a little but before we start, today is the day before Black Friday, which you know
what we're talking about.
That when it launched, you're really good at.
I thought you meant
dates.
Today. I was like, it's not Thanksgiving today.
No, it's not Thanksgiving, but it is the day before
when this episode comes out.
Yeah, today.
Sorry, we rehearsed.
No,
this.
Today is Thanksgiving.
Today is Thanksgiving.
Happy Thanksgiving, y'all.
Happy Thanksgiving.
Yes, let's all go
happy
around and say something
day.
That we're thankful for.
I love this.
You start.
No.
Oh. Let me go first. I'm thankful for all of you. Okay, got mine out. Let me go.
Wow. That was a good one.
Yeah.
No stealing mine.
Yeah, you can't take mine.
I'm thankful to be marrying Mariah.
I knew he was going to say
3-ish months.
That Beautiful. Was really cute. Well, I'm thankful to be marrying Cal, so.
Hey, you freaking copy me.
And my dogs, and that my house hasn't flooded this year.
Oh my God, I forgot about that moment, Era.
I'm thankful to be married to the money.
To the game.
To the game.
To the
hustle.
Love of the game.
100%.
You take the words right out of my mouth.
Wow, so much to follow up. I am so thankful for my ween.
There you go.
I am thankful
She's a
for
good
her.
Girl.
She's so sweet.
Yeah.
Is that it?
Sure.
Nice.
So today, Today's
Thanksgiving.
Friday,
happy Thanksgiving, y'all. And tomorrow is the icon of Black Friday. And you know what happens on Black Friday, guys. Sorry, I threw a little pretty basic term in there, iconic. What happens on Black Friday is that all these stores, everybody just has these crazy discounts, right?
Don Alicia and I know it.
Oh, yes.
We would go viral for our Black Friday.
These girls taught us.
It is not the same.
It is not the same as it used to be.
I know.
And it makes me mad because everybody still treats it as like Black Friday like 10, 15 years ago.
Oh.
We would have Thanksgiving and we would literally finish dinner, take a quick little nap.
Yeah.
And then we would be out and about like midnight at the stores, ready to go. And you're getting things literally 50 to 70% off. It was crazy. Like the deals were actually insane that people were murdering each other.
I know, it's crazy.
To be able to get an item like before it ran out. Now it's just, it's the same deals as like.
It's the same deals all like, not only year long, but all month long too. Which is nice because you don't have to physically go. You can just shop online. But yeah, it doesn't hit the same.
Then Cyber Monday is meaningless.
Well, so what happens is usually like Black Friday now is like a lovely like 20%, 15 to 20% off. And then they go like, surprise, we're extending it through Cyber Monday. And you get an additional, like now it's 30% off. So always wait till Cyber Monday.
Wow, what a great intro for what we were about to promote.
We have
a Patreon that we're putting on for a 20% discount to all members or to everybody that are not members, to everybody that doesn't have our Patreon. You guys can sign up today, right now, for 20% off. Thank you, Heath. It's not 75%. It's 20%.
Times are different, y'all.
Check it out, you guys.
We're just moving with the way it's going.
Patreon.com/basicallyunfiltered.
We have so many different pieces of content on there. We got the Sabrina content concert. We got the Sabrina Carpenter concert. We got the Spa Night. We got Disneyland. We have so much other, and you get the entire archive once you sign up to the Patreon.
It is
fantastic.
Wait, you really just like went over so quickly the fact that you finally got your spa night.
Yes, I know. We're gonna get
it was unreal.
What else is we're putting out for 20%? Our merch. Right now, if you go to our link, you can get that also for 20% off if you put in the code.
And that code is BlackFriday20. So make sure to put that in so you can get the discount.
And we're gonna make that the code for both the Patreon page and also the merch site. When you put your order through, just put that in the discount code and you'll get your 20% off.
Might I just say, your skin is glowing.
Thank you.
Thank you. It still feels
unbelievable.
Yeah, I know why it's glowing.
I heard that
Katya
and Janice were flown in just to give you guys some gorgeous treatments.
That was so funny seeing you guys standing there in the all black outfit. You really sold the character. You really sold the.
What are you talking about?
The spa.
We were there.
No, I know. Y'all really. It was crazy, and the fact that you covered the whole thing in the front and then had us walk in like it was this like
it felt
underground
like an actual
spa. And I almost, like, it's funny because I always get nervous whenever I go inside any spa. It's almost this, like, uncomfortable feeling. You're just like, okay, they're.
It's like too zen.
It's way too zen.
It's also like, they're like, here, you can change. And it's like, at least for, like, massages, it's like, you're basically going to see me naked. Yeah. But, like, let's pretend you're not going to. You know what I mean?
It's like a weird thing. It's always weird when they give you a robe and they're like, you can go ahead and get changed.
Yeah.
You're like,
And it's weird because, like, you're paying them to, like, touch you on your back when your clothes are off. It's just like, I just feel bad.
I try to be polite all the time, but there's like a new level of politeness that's unlocked when I go to a spa.
Okay.
You know what I mean?
Like
your soft voice and you say thank you a gajillion times.
Yeah. Extra.
And they're like, is that good? And you're like, it's perfect.
Yeah, it's perfect. Even though it's like hurting.
Yeah. Even though you're like, you want to say.
They have an elbow in your back.
They're standing on you.
You know, I'm the type now where like, I want it to hurt. Because I know I'm gonna feel better after.
Yeah.
Make it hurt all the way through. Because I used to get massages when it wasn't hurting. And I was always like, oh, this feels really nice. But like, I just felt tired after. But now when I get those deep, I feel tired. But like, my back feels amazing.
I want to feel sore and dehydrated
when
I get out of a massage.
Same.
Like, that's how you know it's quality.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and make sure you drink a ton of water after.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Because your body needs it. Mm-hmm. When, for some reason, I don't know why. It's always like you need to drink a lot of water after.
They're like working the water out of your muscles.
Yeah, I didn't feel any water come out. Like, why do I need
that? Is
that
what it is? Is that why?
There's you like pee out the toxins.
There's something about like when they're doing it and they're breaking it down and it like it makes you dehydrated.
God, I want your body now.
So crazy.
Yeah, they did the whole thing. They had like the little vaporizers on this on the side.
The steam. I literally use it every night to take my makeup off.
Oh,
so nice. So what it does is it opens up your pores so that you're able to absorb all of the skincare products better. So your skin will absorb like the serums, it'll go deeper. Yeah, you can clean it out better.
And then we tried DMT as a group.
It was so good.
Guys,
we did DMT.
It was crazy. I felt like I was on top of the world when that was on.
I had an out of body experience.
I think it's a drug. DMK is the face mask.
DMK.
But you keep saying DMT.
I never tried it.
I think that's a drug.
It definitely is.
Dimethyltryptamine.
Slang terms for this substance include spice, the businessman's trip, Fantasia.
Oh.
And
Fantasia. The 45
what a beautiful.
I love Fantasia. That name. American Idol.
Fantasia, yes.
My face has never felt more
tight. It
looks
really good. And I know that was a few days ago, but it looks really good.
Mine too. Like I noticed as soon as I got home and I did like my normal face wash at night, normally you can like feel, like it felt like the equivalent to getting my teeth cleaned. You know when you like you feel how just like smooth it is? Mm-hmm. It was just like that. And normally when I like wash my face, it kind of feels like I'm like waxing a car. Uh-huh. It's kind of like a little abrasive.
Yeah.
It was so smooth. It still is. It's crazy. That was
how
good
often
stuff.
Are you supposed to get facials like that? Because you're not supposed to get it all the
I
time,
mean, you
right?
could
it
get
it. It depends. You get it like monthly if you wanted to. Yeah.
Huh. That was more like a hydrating one. Like you could get that weekly if you wanted. Here though. We gonna charge.
You guys will do it weekly for us?
Her words, not mine.
No, I said we would charge if that was the case.
Yes.
Yeah.
So for that experience that you gave us, how much would you charge for that?
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. With Indeed sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/kidsandfamily. Just go to Indeed.com/kidsandfamily right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Zero, because I have zero esthetician licenses, and I don't think I can, but I do think if you went to a spa, they charge like $150 in LA,
For a facial like that?
I think maybe more like
$200.
Wow. At least, yeah.
I'm not gonna lie.
It did take like 3 hours, but it's because we didn't know what we were doing.
it also took longer because Zane was choking on things the whole time.
Oh my God.
Okay, so I had a lip smacker on. What's it called?
It was a lip mask.
Lip mask. I had a lip mask on.
It was like a collagen jelly patch that we put on your lips, and it was to help kind of like plump them up a bit, give it some moisture.
So I was having a little fun with the lips. I was just like, ooh. And I kept like, you know, doing the suck, like kind of like ballooning it, like the ballooning challenge, but like I just wasn't... I didn't realize how slippery it was. And, you know, I should have learned from the last time I choked on that tampon wrapper in middle school. I just went, and it went right down my throat. And it's small. It's small too, right? It's not like a tampon wrapper where it's like this big. This was only this big. So it went down.
And it's like slippery and soft. Ooh, so it's like easy to.
Oh, and then the taste. Obviously, they have a bunch of like the whatever it has on there. Oh, God. It was all up in my. I definitely ruined the zen.
You took me out of my relaxation.
Oh, absolutely.
You really ruined my night.
My favorite. Heath would just. Every now and then I'd look over and Heath is just like perfectly propped.
I was like this the entire time.
No, literally, it was so funny.
But I also know, that Heath was definitely getting a better esthetician job.
Whoa!
Than I could feel Remy was not doing it right. Every time she
would go, Alicia?
No. Moments where I just would giggle because I'm like, this does not.
She did a great job. I was copying what she was doing.
Yeah.
She was the leader.
I don't know. You should have felt like that.
Thank you.
Well, you choked on the fucking thing, spit it out, and it magically landed in my hand.
Oh, my God.
I literally was like, are you okay? And then it went, and I was like, oh my, I didn't even move my hand to catch it.
I hope we caught that. It's on camera for sure.
That's
my favorite part about anything. I love head scratches. Like, I'm like a dog.
Oh, that thing?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. That was crazy.
You know, I had Daniel immediately get me one for my birthday. I was like, my birthday present, I want the head scratcher.
Mm-hmm. The $5 head scratcher.
I would like for you guys to give us a facial now.
Ooh,
I want the head. I don't know if you want my, like, you want I just feel like I would ruin it.
Look at Zane's fingernails. You do not want that.
Don't let me scratch anything, but I can.
He's putting it on your face.
You can do the thing.
I could polish.
The head thing.
I can use gloves. You guys had gloves on.
Yeah, gloves.
Yeah, we use
gloves.
Cal's
been so cute. He's been begging to give me a massage on the table. He's like, you look stressed. Can I give you a massage? I'm like, I would love it. I'm busy, but it's been
so sweet.
You're
like, I'm okay. I'm too stressed.
I know, literally. I'm like, I don't have the time, but I would love. It's so cute because I got to take a massage table home. Mm-hmm. And I've been wanting a massage table because usually when Cal gives me a massage, I'm face down in the couch, suffocating. And now I have a real bed with a face hole. Mm-hmm.
Those things are all really cool, though.
You can literally just put your phone, like, down
there. Alicia, I was just about to say that. I have my phone down just like that, and I could see all the texts and calls coming in, but mm-hmm. I can't answer it.
I always get so grossed out when I go somewhere, though, because, like, the little sheet thing will start slipping off, and then my face is, like, on the plastic, and I'm like, oh, this is kind of gross.
That's what I hate about the face mask for us guys that have beards, because you feel like you're not getting the full experience because it's, like, sitting on your hair. I'm like, this feels not good because you're only getting half on your face. Yeah.
Well, I love me a good peel, though. Mm-hmm. Let me see that junk. I want to see those things sticking off the little.
Yeah.
I got some crazy. We didn't do it, but next time we do your spa night, I got some crazy Korean blackhead nose, like something. It looked crazy. Love that. It was like number one in Korea, so we'll try that next time.
You know that shit's coming off because it's Korean. That shit's coming right off.
We'll steam, and then it'll open him up, and then we'll just yank him out.
Oh my God.
It'll be really good.
And I know I got blackheads ready to go. They've been waiting.
I've been cooking these suckers up. Yeah, wow.
They've been waiting for this one.
A boy's nose strip is unlike anything I've ever seen.
Which one?
A boy's nose strip. Is crazy.
I love watching that shit.
You'll have a lot of fun with ours. You guys should do like an ASMR video.
Don't get me started.
With our mine.
Stop.
People would be grossed out by me. But I feel like I clean my face all the time, but I see it. The thing is, I don't want to be up there popping my nose.
No, don't.
It's like the worst thing to do, right?
Yeah.
When I'm moisturizing, I go very hard on my face, and I'll go hard over here. And they're like,
you're also supposed to. You don't have to, but they say to use your ring finger because it's the weakest finger on your hand.
No way does that.
Yeah, you tap under your eyes because it's such a sensitive area. Like once you tug, like say, you know, like when you lose weight and your skin elasticity doesn't like stretch back in.
Yeah.
Same with your eye bags or your skin anywhere. Like if you stretch out your under eyes, it's not going to go back. You're going to have saggy under eyes.
Yeah, that's why you're supposed to like kind of dab it gently. Not like.
I am going to town.
When I wash my face in the shower, it's this.
No!
Did you see that? I saw a girl talk that was making fun of dudes that wash their face like before bed. Like, this is my night. She's just like this.
That and then chapstick.
With 3-in-1 shampoo. Oh my God.
Oh, you see, we're hard on ourselves, man. We got to follow what these girls are doing with their faces.
Mm-hmm. Just sensitive. Well, but to be so honest, I bet you guys will look younger than all of us will. Like, I feel like it's just a thing. You can go crazy. I feel like it'll be fine.
I feel like it's just like a known thing too. It's just like for some reason.
Guys also, like don't wash their face. There's like no acne. They have the longest lashes. Like it's crazy. So dumb.
What if it has to do with this? I mean, this is just like a theory, but you know how like you girls like do so much like skincare. It's actually, put it to this way. It's almost like, you know when your immunity is low, so you have to like you get sick to build up your immunity. What if it's like you're almost losing immunity on your like
because you're cleaning it too much?
Because you're cleaning it too much.
Well, also makeup all day long is clogging our pores, and then it's like we're trying to retroactively fix all the makeup that we were wearing.
And hormones.
It's a cycle. It's birth control. Hormones. All the things.
And you know, you girls don't need makeup.
Wow.
Thank you so much.
Zane, you can't say it and then do that look.
And laugh.
It just has to like come. You can't.
Yeah, I know. I should have waited for that one. I should have said it before that.
Wow. Can't wait for me to like, not look wear at me. I just said something
nice. In my head, I was like, the girls are going to love this one.
this?
Cut to the girl's face.
It was a sweet thought. It was a sweet thought.
That's what you gotta love yourself. Everything I've gone done. Love yourself.
Blonde hair, nose job.
Love yourself. I should do a whole like ad campaign of like loving yourself, but it's just like
it's just
your fake lips from.
You look like Handsome Squidward.
I just think everybody needs to be themselves.
Be who you are.
Be you. Be pretty. Be unfiltered.
That's right.
Mm-hmm. But what if being pretty means you have to?
Because beauty is pain.
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th. So get your tickets now at kosai.org.
This Father's Day at Lowe's, score free gifts for the greatest dad. Right now, get a free select DeWalt, Craftsman, or Kobalt tool with purchase of a select battery kit. Plus, get a free Werner 2-foot aluminum ladder when you buy an 8-foot fiberglass ladder. Shop these deals and more this Father's Day at Lowe's. We help, you save. Valid through 6/15 while supplies last. Selection varies by location.
How was your birthday?
It was so fun. This is actually one of the first years that like I really enjoyed it. I didn't do big birthday party or anything like that. Sometimes like when I was doing it back then, I felt like I had to just because like I had like I had so many friends. I was like, the only way to do it is to just like have a party and then invite everybody so nobody feels left out.
And you want it to be crazier than the previous year, bigger and better. Yeah.
You want to chasing
that like.
And then you realize you're paying for it all for other people to have fun, but usually you don't have the most fun, you know?
Exactly. And I remember like just one of the last parties I had was at that like bar. You guys were there. This was when we just first maybe we did that episode on your channel and then I invited you guys to my birthday. No, it was. Yeah, it was the rooftop of that.
That was.
Oh, I remember that.
Yeah,
I think
that was after we met only once or twice.
Right. I remember that.
So I invited you guys out there and I remember speaking to you guys for maybe 4 seconds from that entire night. And I just didn't want that. I didn't want to have this job of making sure I had to say hi to everybody. Like it's my wedding. Like imagine your wedding. You're going to be like, it's probably so stressful for you to have to meet every single person and saying hi to every single person and feeling
like.
It's
crazy to think about that. Like your wedding is a meet and greet.
My planner keeps telling me like, love you. Weddings, you're working. Like you're on. Yeah. Like you've got to talk to everyone. You got to like, you've got a lot on your to-do list for sure.
Is, what do they call it? The couples table? The
sweetheart table.
The sweetheart table. Is that like home base? Is that like safe?
No one comes up. It's pretty safe.
Like you go there when you like need to.
Also, like, do a speech. Be like, I love you all.
My best friend just did a thing where they had the sweetheart table, and then they were like, hi, we're going to do photos for like 15 minutes. Come up in groups. We'll take photos, and then we're going to have like our own time.
Yeah.
Which also, so sorry to take away from your birthday. We'll get back to this in a second.
On my birthday, don't have this shit.
I heard from a lot of people, and my best friend just did this, that after you do your ceremony, you should go during cocktail hour or like around dinner time usually, go to like a separate room or something and have just like 30 minutes of just you two, because that's the only time the entire night it will be just you two.
That's true.
So like we set her up with dinner for her and her husband and they had like some little wine and just like sat for like 30 minutes. They had their time. We were doing like the cocktail hour and then that was it.
I cannot with him.
I know what I'm doing with my 30 minute baby. We go get it on. Make that baby tonight.
He plays boom.
Say God will forgive this night.
Stupid.
But it's no longer a sin because you're
married.
It's
no longer a sin, baby. Mm-hmm. You feel good.
You're gonna lose your virginity on your wedding night. Yes. Okay.
I can't wait, Remy.
But I heard that's a really good thing to do. No one regrets doing that because it gets to be so crazy.
Yeah, it probably is gonna be like nice to get like a breath of fresh air.
Yeah, I get that. That's like it's a moment you're only gonna. I feel like out of everything, you're gonna remember that moment.
For sure. So, yeah. Mm-hmm. For sure. Okay, back to your birthday. Sorry to take away.
Oh my God. No, that was such a more fun conversation than the birthday one. Okay, so like, what do we do? So yeah, I kept it really small. We had a dinner, it was Saturday night, and
We went to one of our favorite restaurants.
Oh, it's so good. So good. I'm going to gatekeep it. I'm so sorry. And
it is really good.
Sorry. In my head, I was like, I'm going to like take care of everything. Like, I'm just going to try to for the most part. And as soon as like drinks started coming out, in my head, I was like, oh, damn, this is like, oh, because you forget that drinks are like, it goes up
you're
by like 200.
Like 20, 40, 60, 80, 100,
200, 300% 700. Of the bill.
Yeah. Also, it's like, oh, it's only $70 a person, but that's usually without drinks.
Exactly. So then
when also, like, when shots start coming out, goodbye.
Remy, I was pissed. Danielle, I see a round of shots coming out, and Danielle's like, oh, yep, right here. I'm like,
you weren't ordering the shots? I thought you were ordering the shots.
I didn't order it. I was like, Danielle, did you? She's like, yeah. I was like, Danielle, they're not free.
Hello? It's like, it's the, I ordered a round of shots. It's like, did you or did you?
It was the, I ordered a round of shots for us.
Well, I bet you did.
I was like, oh, Danielle, are you getting that? She's like, I don't have the money for that.
I love her.
It was so sad. I was like, unbelievable.
Also, that's the prime example of it. Like, when you say that, they're like, perfect, top shelf. Yeah, yeah, sure.
The highest shelf you can
reach.
Don
Julio. Yeah, whatever.
Get the ladder.
It was unbelievable too, because I looked at the tray. There wasn't just 14 shots of how
there
many
was
people,
more shots on the tray than people at the table.
There were 30. There were like 36, 40. I was like, Danielle, who's all that for?
You know what I love
you?
This restaurant though. The waiters take shots with you.
I love that.
It's so fun.
They deserve a shot.
It's so really fun. They do
for working that hard, especially for our table.
They were doing such a good job.
They were on.
They
point.
Were amazing.
Yeah, they were. They're always on point. They're like, and I eat
the,
all the time.
They're one of the restaurants that has the fastest service I've ever seen. Like,
oh,
when
it's
you get there and you order an appetizer, it's on your table in 3 minutes.
I feel bad we're not telling them the restaurant. It's so good.
Casita.
It's so good.
They deserve. If you live in the area, you deserve to try.
Yeah, Mariah, bleep it. Bleep it if you.
It's up to your discretion.
Yeah, Mariah, bleep one of them. They
it's
have
like
to try to figure out what.
Part, yeah. The first part's like bleep. Yeah. The second part's not.
You know what? Bleep it out, but leave our mouths running. You know, lip readers. Have a lip reader figure it out. Remy made me a buttercream homemade icing cake. I kind of flipped the words there. Homemade buttercream icing cake. That's all I wanted.
Unbelievable.
And really she brought good. It. There was like fresh baked cookies on the outer. It was.
I've never seen a birthday cake get eaten so quick and by everybody.
I'm so happy to hear that.
She was so nervous.
Delicious.
It was a fugly ass cake. Let's
I'm
be
not
honest.
Gonna lie.
No, I mean, it was a really ugly cake.
It wasn't
pretty. That's for sure.
It looks like you did it right before you left. For sure.
Well, she did because.
You're not allowed to say that because it was a gift for you. They can all say that it was
ugly. Oh, I can't. Yeah, no, it was a beautiful cake. My
when
favorite
you
part.
You sent the photo.
No, it was a ugly cake.
Me and Mariah were like, damn.
No, the reason why I did it was, well, first off, I wasn't able to come originally. And then my family trip got canceled. So I was like, oh, if you have a space, Cal and I would love to come. And then you said you had space. And then I was like, cool.
I got two extra cheese just in case.
Also, have to interject. My favorite thing about Remy is like, she's the type of friend. If you're like, oh my God, I really want to try this. She's like, oh my God, I'll make it for you. But actually follows in with her word. And like, how many times have you said you love buttercream like cake?
Well, I did it because thank you. The last episode, you were talking about like your five favorite. And I was skimming the episode because I needed to write the description. I was like, what did we talk about? Oh my God. For like 30 minutes, we talked about like your five favorite desserts. So I was like, oh, I'm going to make him a buttercream icing cake with cookies. Oh, and you said no one was going to bring you a cake and it's your birthday.
Well, normally we just rely on like the restaurant dessert. Like we usually don't bring
it's not pretty basic.
I know, but as soon as you said that, I was like, that would be absolutely amazing.
It's so funny though, because it looked like you took all of his favorite desserts.
That's
and
I
know,
and tried.
Like,
all
together. It was so perfectly Zayn, like
was.
In a dessert.
I got one. I sent it to Remy because it was so, because she asked me, she's like, is it ugly? And I was like, I'm going to be so honest. Like, it's not ugly. I just thought you still had to frost the sides. And she's like, it's cake crumbles. And I was like, oh my God, I'm so sorry. And then I got one DM of someone being like, oh, I thought that was a Parmesan cheese wheel.
Oh, shit.
No, it's okay, you guys. I'm not a baker.
No, Remy,
I'm
it
not
was
a baker.
So
I just
fucking
wanted
good.
To help. It was
there's,
your birthday.
There's also a difference between like baking and decorating. You know?
Yeah, as long as it tastes good.
A lot of people will have the cake baked and then you send it to the decorator.
So true.
That's true.
Well, also, I don't normally bake cakes, but I literally texted you like 4 hours before. I didn't have time.
Oh, no. I appreciate it. That was amazing. Incredible. I remembered that for the rest of the night.
And we all benefited from it because it was so good.
And I you should have seen me. Like, there was a few people that like the plate was on the cake was on the plate and they weren't touching. I knew they weren't going to touch it. And I was just like, eat the fucking cake.
eat it.
Eat it or don't get out.
Don't be disrespectful.
Now.
Because not only are you disrespecting me, it's my birthday, but you're disrespecting the girl who made it. I was about to say the bitch who made it. The girl who made it.
That bitch who made it.
At the end of the table. So that's eat right. up.
I already had ideas. I'm not even kidding. This morning I was doing my hair and I was like, what am I going to do for Alicia and Heath's birthday? And just now, I'll loop you into my email. Thank it's going to be okay. so good.
I can't wait.
I won't be making it though, because okay. my idea needs a real professional, but it's going to be so good.
Oh, Remy, I'll make it. Don't worry about that. Okay, oh, I got it. You know, for
no,
sure.
No, I'm like really proud of my, I'll tell you after. Right, it's such a good idea.
It's a full like Aries goat.
No, literally. The chocolate things they make.
Made out of cake.
Yeah.
Hey, make sure to CC me.
I'll CC you.
Loop
for
in
sure.
the team. Loop in the team.
No, I'm really excited for it. I'll give it to you guys on the episode. On April 5th, 2025.
Okay.
So after we went to a bar, right? And we're all drunk. We're like, meet us at the bar. And all our workers like, yeah, okay. And we're like, we didn't think of anything of it. We're there. Maybe an hour later, they all come in with their shirts on, with their work shirts on.
The waiters came.
We're like, no way. They show. And it looks like they went straight there. They're like,
yeah.
Crossed off, went
cute.
Straight. And I honestly, like, in my head, I thought for some reason when they all walked in my head, I was like,
you
did they just
the
bring a platter of, like, tacos? I thought in my head, because, like, all I saw was that. I was like, oh, my God, food. They just brought food.
Yeah.
But they just came and they partied.
Wait, that's
it was
so
sick.
Cute. They came because we were telling them to come on the way out. But then Alicia and I had to leave early.
Yeah. We tried to do karaoke, but it was really packed. Mm. Oh. We couldn't get it on.
There's nothing worse than waiting your turn for karaoke. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
It was like, you know, there's 20 people ahead of you. You're I don't need to sing that bad.
Yeah.
It was like, I heard like 3 Wicked songs on there, I feel like.
Really?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I believe it. Wicked comes out. By the time this is out, Wicked's already out. Are you guys going to see it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm gonna watch it on, I think when it comes out on Amazon.
Why? That's going to be like a year from now.
Really?
It takes a long time.
A huge movie like that, they let stay in theaters for a long time.
Oh, so you have to watch
it, huh? I saw that they are going to do, I don't know if it's true or not, sing-along versions in December.
Oh.
So, like, because you really shouldn't go and sing in the movie theater when people are, like, trying to have a nice experience. But they're going to do sing-along versions where they're encouraging people to sing in December.
That's kind of
that is sick, yeah.
They're all going to be trying to out, you and I, are going to be trying to out-sing everyone else.
No, you're gonna be what you did. When you did a Sabrina, you're gonna be in the middle of the movie theater floor.
Literally dancing and everything.
The choreography. Dear Galinda, you are just too good.
They should do one where it's not only singing, but they all get to stand up and dance.
That was like a thing, right? Wasn't there a movie out like last year?
I think it was the
Eras
Tour. People were doing that. People got pissed.
Yes, that's right.
Also, don't dance. No, don't stand up and dance.
I mean, unless it's warranted and they want you to, but I don't think.
Yes. I think all bets are off for a sing-along version.
Okay.
Yeah, I would say all bets are off.
It's not out yet on in movie theaters.
Tomorrow.
I saw so many TikToks of people in the movie theater, but it didn't look like a premiere. It looked like just like normal theaters.
I haven't seen anything.
In 3 hours and, no, 2 hours and 47 minutes, the soundtrack drops.
On Spotify?
Yes.
And is it straight from the movie, or did they record it like separately? And like
they're singing live in the movie.
Mm-hmm.
I know that.
It's
so
like
it,
live.
They went to like a booth and sang just for the soundtrack.
Like
they were
like she's literally on like a harness, like do it like, you know, no spoiler. They're like flying her around because she's a witch. Like in the harness, singing live in the scenes.
And like, they had to like figure out how to harness her where she could breathe to sing. Like you need all of your lung capacity, obviously. So it had to like go around like her chest in a way that she could still sing and flip. Pink.
Well, what's really cool is Mariah and I, for our first dance at the wedding, we're doing Rewrite the Stars with harnesses.
No, you're
and we're going to fly
you're lying.
Around.
You're lying.
I know you're not
you're
lying.
Lying.
We're
going to
do the harnesses
lying.
That are going to pick us
the
up.
The way
what
I got
we,
so rewrite.
And we're just like
stars.
Up in the air.
I know you're
we,
lying.
We made a
like,
joke about that, but we were like, it's the perfect
no,
amount of
or
time
if that's your
too,
entrance,
to get like a minute.
That's your entrance. You just come to.
What was that absinthe show? They just redo the absinthe show.
Literally. But it would be hilarious to do it and nobody expects it. And we come out and we're flying above everybody and people are like, what?
No. Oh my
but
god.
You get like that a C. Really good. You get like a C grade team where like they put the wires up in like five minutes.
You have stunt doubles doing it though.
Be so funny.
Wait, that's funny. Kind of good.
It would be so funny.
Rewrite the Stars would be so beautiful.
That's beautiful.
I really like that idea. Yeah. I'm going to steal that if you don't do it. I'll see.
It's really funny.
I might do it.
It's like way too much. No, but like it's so fun.
It's so good.
Did they sing all the songs in the part one movie or they only sang like half the songs because the other part is not out yet?
It's like this. Have you seen the musical before? It's like half the songs from the soundtrack.
Is a musical good?
Incredible.
So good. What's that one? Hillary? Hamilton.
So close.
Don't get me started on Hamilton.
Is it better than Hamilton?
You can't compare them. Very different. Can. No, yes. Hamilton's all like rapping and like.
I think Wicked's better.
Is it good as like Scooby-Doo on Ice?
Scooby-Doo on
Way
Ice.
Way better than Scooby-Doo on Ice.
Scooby-Doo is so bad.
Damn.
That's my
favorite. Okay, cool. All right. So you have convinced me I will watch it in theaters when it comes out. I will. I'll do that for you guys. And we can all debrief.
Are you Elphaba or Glinda?
Oh, I'm definitely Alphabet.
Alphabet.
For sure.
He's Glinda coated. Yeah. We're Glinda coated over here.
Have you seen him in a blonde wig? He's Glinda.
Yeah.
Rosie. Come on. You're a good girl. But yeah, and then after that, what else would we do? That was on Saturday, and then for my actual birthday, these guys surprised me with goats, which was sick.
We can't take any credit.
That was Mariah.
Mariah surprised me with that. She brought out, it was like two goats and two sheep.
But it was crazy because it was two goats, but then they're like, oh, we were just at a college campus with two sheep, so we threw them in for you. Remy, you would have almost never seen Sam.
Yeah. Sam was the cutest thing.
Mogo.
You know, I kept getting replies to my story saying that I look just like Sam.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org.
Stop by Sherwin-Williams and get 30% off select paints and stains June 13th through the 23rd. It's the perfect time to transform your space with color. Refresh your home inside and out with colors that make every space feel brand new. From cozy interiors to stunning exteriors, we've got the perfect shade for your next project. Shop the sale online or visit your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams store. Click the banner to learn more. Retail sales only. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.
That's literally not true.
I know, but I got so many DMs that were like
that same big head.
It was something. I don't know what It could have been the triangle head.
The wide eyes.
The triangle.
I don't see it.
And I have blonde hair too, so I don't know. Maybe they're being nice because they knew that was like the cutest one.
Yeah, the sheep were really sweet.
They were so cute.
But what's really cool is the fact that when Mariah surprised me with that for my birthday like 5 or 6 years ago, Doc, the little
black and white goat.
Black and white one. He was just a little baby. And we were like bottle feeding him at my birthday and then to like have him like grown up coming
back.
And
he was the oldest one, right? That's crazy.
Do you think he remembers us?
Of course.
I think he did. I felt a connection.
Because goats are smart, right?
Yeah, I think so.
Have you seen them on a cliff when they're like,
yeah, you have to be really intelligent
to be on a
cliff
like that. I've
seen a
lot of videos of them like all jumping off too.
Yeah, I can't stand on a cliff like that.
Heath, every time. Every freaking time.
You saw one fall?
A lot of them.
No, he just breaks it.
I fall sometimes.
I think we all fall.
Yeah.
I think we all fall.
And I wore my little goat costume with it. It was really fun. And then we had...
Wait, my favorite part was I like, it hit me that I was like, I don't know if they told the like, you know, the workers who brought the goats, like why? So I was like, oh, by the way, he was a goat for Halloween. They both go, oh, that
they
makes
do it for
more
like
sense.
Kids parties.
Yeah, they're like, we've learned not to ask. We've seen weirder stuff, and I was like, yeah, he was a goat. That's why he's wearing the.
I wish
fake
we
horns.
Asked what was the weirder shit that they. That
I know
they
I should have
experienced
from like, the sounds of it. It sounds like there are some weird people.
Hello.
I'm shocked she didn't think he
you
was.
You guys were around. That's why I didn't get weird.
When you were being walked down, what did you think it was? Did you think it was that?
I honestly thought it was like a new
car.
No, like like a new furniture set or something outside because I was being brought outside. So I was not expecting anything live.
Did you hear them coming in? Because when we came through the house, it was like, it was so loud.
Oh, no, I heard laughing, but I didn't hear like any noises except for like giggling. But I was in my room, so I can't hear anything in my room. It is at all. You, it's really
when you're upstairs, you can't really hear much downstairs.
Nothing. Yeah.
Any robbers that were planning on robbing him? They're lying.
Oh, don't just get. I hear everything. I also have you don't want to come to my house.
Lasers.
The lasers that cut across.
Yes. Crawl underneath. Yes.
Yeah. And then we had a little dinner after. It was so just very chill and I loved it. It was nice. We had very good, fun conversations. One conversation that we had that I love having, these are my favorite type of conversations having when we're all coming up with like really good ideas at the table, but we don't execute it.
Yeah.
And like, you know, it's not going to be executed, but it's fun to sit there and like really get excited about like business moves. When
you sit there and you come up with a brand and a business and this product that you're like, we have to invent this. And you spend the entire day talking about it for no reason, and you know it's going nowhere.
Mm-hmm.
But for some reason you like make yourself like think that
for
it's
sure.
It feels good, it's exciting. Fun. You should my heartbeat was like going the energy that I had, I was like, this is awesome.
And then it's on Shark Tank the next season.
Yeah and then and then you get pissed.
Yep.
But you get pissed at them, and you weren't going to do anything about
it. So we're coming out with backpacks for salamanders.
And I love a salamander. Can I be so honest? And we could cut this if we need to. When you were like, oh my God, we were talking about this one topic that like I love. It just like, I thought you were going to talk about us if we got the belt or not as a kid.
Talking about our
childhood. Because that was dinner conversation.
That's funny. No,
we were talking about that at dinner.
No, we're like, because it got to the point where like we're all talking about like how we grew up. Oh, like, you know, this and that. And
it was a different time.
It was a different time. And I got the belt. I did. And you know what? My dad hit me good. Bubba, you hit me good. I never did it again. Never did it
or
again.
Or the mouth with soap.
The soap in the
soap
mouth.
Soap in the mouth.
So
you know
good.
What? It's like, it's not, it's bad, but it's just, it's one of those things where it's like, you will never say anything bad again. Mm-hmm. I never said anything
my
bad.
My mom
again.
Would do the hot sauce a lot. And I remember one time I was sitting, I was ooh, the good kid, and my brother sauce, was yeah. like, he was still good, but he definitely was like more bad than I was. I remember sitting there in the kitchen just doing my homework, and he just walks in, opens the fridge, takes a bottle of hot sauce, and starts downing it. And I was like, what are you doing? And he was teaching himself to be okay with the hot so taste could, so that he could just be like, fuck, shit, god
wait,
damn.
How?
And then my mom, like, he would just build up his tolerance to spice. So then my mom would give it to him and be like, nyeh, nyeh.
How old was he when he was doing that?
Probably like 10.
Smart kid.
No, he was a really smart kid.
No,
he was
that's
a smart
good.
Kid.
Preparing himself.
Mm-hmm. I love that.
Mm-hmm. My nephew just turned 3, and he's got his first cuss word down.
Oh,
which one are we
it's
looking
really
at?
Really funny. He says, "God damn it."
It's so bad,
it's
cute.
So good.
The thing is, he uses it in the perfect, like, he knows how to cuss.
Oh my god.
That's what's
god.
Crazy.
And obviously that's learned
it's
too.
Not just
yeah.
like,
oh, yeah.
Like,
yeah.
Then you're like,
oh yeah.
It's not just like running around saying it for no reason. Like he wanted some more of his Halloween candy. And his mom was like, oh no, we're out of Halloween candy. It's all out. And he goes, god damn it. Like, it's so perfect.
And that's exactly when we would say something like that. If all the chocolate cake was done, god damn it.
You're and you can't not laugh.
They're,
you can't
well,
not
they're trying
laugh.
To,
yeah,
like,
you,
yeah,
get,
they're
like,
at
you
that age
but
where it's like, oh, he's actually remember. Like, when they're one or two, like, they're not going to, like, fully remember.
Yeah.
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 It's like, oh, you're making conscious. Memories. You're, like, consciously, like, taking this in now.
It's just so funny that he's doing it properly. Like, he's, like.
He's smart.
It's good.
He's smart.
Have you guys seen the videos that people are doing lately with their kids? It's so cute. They'll be, like, baking something. They'll have the kid up on the counter. Uh-huh. And they're like, all right, next is the eggs. You're going to put one egg and then. They'll break
crack
the egg, crack the egg on their forehead,
oh.
and put it. And I saw, like, in my head, I'm like, that actually, I feel like that would hurt. No, but like the kid just takes it and goes, that wasn't nice.
Oh, I've seen those actually.
But like the kid doesn't like,
yeah,
freak
like,
out. It's almost
lot?
Like a shocked and like, hey, that wasn't nice.
I feel like a lot is also like how you react to things. Like, have you seen when people hold their babies and then they'll walk into like a wall and they'll be like, oh my god,
that's
oh my god.
Let me hit it this
no,
time.
That has
they'll
been moving
the, their hand,
all day.
You know, and then the baby like. If they freak out, then the baby will usually cry, mm-hmm. but their head didn't actually hit the wall.
Yeah.
It's so interesting.
Oh my God.
My favorite though is when they let the they set up a camera and let the kid go into the bathroom and say whatever curse words they want.
Yes. Oh,
just
oh
to like so let it out.
I haven't seen that.
Remy, you're gonna die. It is so they'll put a camera like by the sink and be like, just go in there.
Get it out.
You could just let it out. You're not gonna get in trouble. This is the one time and you can go in there and you can say whatever you want, okay?
There was one girl that was so funny. I'm sure you saw it.
And
went
the
viral.
Words that they say are like just what they think are cuss words.
Yeah, bad that's really
words.
Cute.
They're like suck.
Yeah. Sucks. Sucks.
That's so cute.
Really
I want my so kid to cute. Think that sucks is a bad word though. Like I want to think that that's a bad enough for sure. But yeah, very important. Just try to like not cuss in the house when the kids are around. I'm going to be bad. I'm going to be really bad.
I'm going to be bad too.
It's so funny how they pick up on everything though. Like they know.
They're little sponges.
And it's because the way you say it too, because that'll be the only word you say when you like you'll say a whole sentence and then you'll go, fuck. And when you hear that as a kid, you're like, whoa, ooh, that didn't seem
ooh,
like
that's a new one.
It didn't flow with the sentence.
Adding to the dictionary.
Speaking of dirty potty mouth, Sabrina.
Very good.
Have you ever tried this what a one?
Good, the
this
transition. One?
You like that segue?
Yeah, the segue was amazing.
Thank you.
I love her sense of humor, I have to say. She's funny.
She's really funny.
I'm so curious how many parents took their little kids to this concert not knowing that you know it was going to be like that.
I wouldn't be surprised if they knew, but they just made like...
But I feel like with, like, I think back to, like, when Ariana was touring and stuff, like, a lot of her lyrics had double meanings that were very obvious, but she was way less sexual in general. And I feel like Sabrina even doing, like, the sex poses and, like, a lot of the graphics and all this stuff, it's very, like, in your face.
Yeah. The shadow?
Yeah, the shadow.
That one was crazy.
It's very clear. Like, she is clearly showing that, hey, this is a show that you may not want your kids to come to, but, like, if you bring them, that's not on me, that's on you.
For yeah, for sure.
Yeah. You know, so I think she's doing like a good job like showing that for sure.
For sure, for sure. I feel like she had a very seamless transition from like Disney into like pop star now. And she's been like such a boss at creating that division. And like, I don't know, just did a really good job.
I feel like the branding now is perfect. Like whenever I see her old branding for stuff, I'm like, that is not the same person.
Yeah.
Like that does not even look like her.
She was locked into a Disney contract for ever.
Oh, really?
I think she has like six albums. I think it's like, yes, she has so many albums.
Pushed them albums out. She was just like, and then kept it.
She was way
in. You know, she's making songs and she's like, this is too good. I'm going to save this one for it.
Her branding is really good. We did go to the concert. Shout out to Two Face.
They brought us. They brought we were their plus threes.
It was so exciting. Two Face sponsored an event for Pretty Basic where we got to have the Hyde.
At Crypto.
We made
jokes like, oh, we're going into Hyde because it looked like a nightclub, like box and suite area.
It was owned by Hyde. It was so
we're going
sick.
To Hyde. Let's go.
It was like the whole box. I mean, if you took away the black carpet, it was like a nice box.
It was two boxes.
Yeah.
So that's why it was like extra big.
Oh.
Normally there's like the divider that goes between them. So it was two boxes opened up that they fully transformed to look like a club.
So
it was
smart.
Sweet. It was
so
really,
smart
really
that
nice.
They did that to make it feel like you're in a nightclub instead of this box with the like gray tables, walls, the like, white like tables.
The chandeliers too.
Crazy.
The couches.
Yeah. How smart.
Yeah.
Thank you to Two Face. We had such a fun night. Thank you.
But
before
that, we went to a lounge to like pregame before. And they had this section above the bar where you like it spins and like a performer could like be in there on the piano and then it'll spin. And so the bar that all the like the wall of alcohol will like spin towards like the back of the bar and it will show that. And Alicia and Remy, they put them in there.
It was your idea.
It was my idea.
Was it really?
It was.
Yeah, it was my idea.
I just got someone coming up to me going, you're going up now. And I was like, what?
I can't believe that you girls didn't look up there and in your head immediately went, we want to be up there.
Surprisingly, unless I'm drunk, I'm not like super like I want the center of attention on me. Once I'm drunk,
you
it's
weren't,
all
you
bets
weren't
are off.
Drunk?
I wasn't at the time.
Was indeed.
I was indeed blacked out.
I was indeed.
I was not blacked. I was indeed drunk.
Yeah, that was, no, it was really, really
I felt
funny.
Comfortable doing that though because we were hosting the event with Two Face. So it was like our event. And then, And then Zane was like, you guys did this, right? And I was like, what do you mean? He was like, you like put together this. And I was like, no, Two Face did. He was like, no, but like this, the pre-party. I was like, oh yes, we're posting. They're letting us have it here. He goes, you need to be up there.
Oh,
we were
yeah,
like, oh my God.
I'm a jerk.
I was like, yes.
Stop.
And you know, I was obviously thinking for the vlog too. I was like, what's gonna segue nicely into this thing? We're gonna throw Alicia and Remy up there. That was really sick. I loved how Remy almost fell off that thing. That I made sure I got that
twice because you should have seen when it started when we were behind.
It was so dark and I was wearing like 5-inch heeled boots and they did say like, oh, just so you know, before it's starts and like when it spins around again it's gonna jolt, and the actual like space, because they put a whole ass piano up there and it was really small, so the piano was taking up the entire space, and so Alicia, who can play the piano, sat at the bench and had the microphone. I was like, oh, I'll just stand in the little alcove of the piano, which really wasn't much space, and I did almost die.
But it was funny because I was like,
imagine I fell off.
Oh my god, at the bar.
You'd be on TikTok so quick.
That would be so
the Love Island girls.
Yeah. No, literally.
Oh, it was really embarrassing, but it was a really fun night.
It was really fun.
Yes.
Being treated like a queen. It was nice.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
We were definitely taken care of.
Yes.
That's for sure.
Oh, and also,
one of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th. And this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th. So get your tickets now at kosai.org.
If you love to travel, Capital One has a rewards credit card that's perfect for you. With the Capital One Venture X card, you earn unlimited double miles on everything you buy. Plus, you get premium benefits at a collection of luxury hotels when you book on Capital One Travel. And with Venture X, you get access to over 1,000 airport lounges worldwide. Open up a world of travel possibilities with the Capital One Venture X card. What's in your wallet?
Terms apply. Lounge access is subject to change. See CapitalOne.com for details.
There's like a fun trend going on TikTok where people are guessing, because during Juno, Sabrina says, have you ever tried this one? And then does a sex position on the heart, and then the heart like lifts up. It's like the segue into the next part of the concert.
Learned that one too. I didn't know she did that until we went, and then I started seeing it all over my TikTok.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. So there's a trend like you guess what pose she's going to do, or there's literally like people online making merch of like a calendar, and it's every position that she's done like in order.
Oh,
so you
can
buy it like when it's done, positions. It's really cute.
Yeah, people hop on shit so quick.
I know. Smart.
Those ideas like be going. Yeah.
It's so fun though, especially like after Arrows with her surprise songs.
Yeah.
People like, it became so interactive because the show is the same except for two songs.
Yeah.
Every single show. And so people are guessing, and then she started doing mashups and things like that. And so Sabrina obviously did like the position. She also has a surprise song element. So it makes it really fun. So you can go to the show multiple times.
I didn't know that people were guessing the color of her dress that she would wear.
Yes.
I didn't know that that was a thing that people would try to predict.
Mm-hmm.
And it's such a smart idea, because you're trying to figure out any way for people to all pull out their phones and record a specific moment.
And for
moment.
It to feel fresh, you know, it's like everything's on TikTok. Like you can watch a whole concert on TikTok or on Netflix or something, but
like
to be there.
Parts, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. But like to be there and like feel like you witnessed something, you know
for
what
sure.
I mean?
It was a
Speaking
really,
of witnessing
really
something,
show.
Sorry, Christina Aguilera coming out.
That was
sick.
Okay, I had one person come up to me and go, there's a guest. Do you want to know who it is? I go, no, I want to be surprised. And then by the next three shots, someone else asked me, there's a guest. Do you want to know who it is? I said, absolutely.
Oh, they knew?
Yeah. So then they said Christina Aguilera. And I was like, wow, that's iconic. That's iconic.
Who else has she brought out?
Well, I don't know.
Oh, is she the only one that
I feel like I'm pretty on the concert TikTok. I actually can't remember any.
This tour, this one that she's been on.
I don't think she
went out for Taylor recently. I will say that. Mm. But I don't think she's brought anybody out from what I can remember.
No, I feel like we would have seen it too.
Yeah. Or like, we would have been like expecting something. Yeah. Crazy.
At least no one like as iconic as Christina.
That was crazy.
Yeah. Because, that
like,
was
Christina
really sick.
Her voice is incredible.
No, also, I'm so sorry. I love Britney, but I've always been a Christina girl.
You have. I'm more of a Britney girl. I'm not going to lie.
I cried because I asked for a Britney Spears CD when I was younger for Christmas.
Wait.
And I ended up getting Christina Aguilera. I was pissed.
That's actually really, that's crazy.
Did your mom think it was like
what you wanted? My grandparents got it for me. I don't know if they just got confused and it like they just saw.
They're like, is it Mickey Mouse Club? Maybe Britney was sold out and they're like, here, this is the next like. You know?
She looks like her.
I love Christina. I do.
I was.
Her voice is also
furious.
So like, there's very few people who can be fully hidden and just sing a note and you know who it is.
Mm-hmm.
Christina's one of them.
Was there a year when people were dressing up like her for Halloween and they would put jewels everywhere?
It's a lot of people do the
dirty music video. Yeah.
Like, oh,
the
that was
the blonde and black streaks.
But like jewels all over her face. No?
I don't know about that one.
Maybe that's Gwen Stefani.
We have a friend who's obsessed with Christina. Yeah. Like, it's his number one. And, like, he made it, he was very vocal about it. And he got put on the show where he was in a donut shop. And then Christina, over the loudspeaker, like, behind in the in the kitchen, starts just like, yeah. And he's like, he falls to the fucking ground. He's like, oh my God. Like, cause she just needs one note. And you're like,
he was at the donut, like the,
it was a donut shop. It was like a TV show. Like, it was like,
it was like almost
him.
Like a print, almost like a punked type thing. But it wasn't that.
That's it was sick. Really funny.
But he didn't know she was going to be there. Cool. And he died.
Yeah. She's just one single note. And he was like, she's here.
My favorite prank, my favorite of the pranks that celebrities do is when they put either like prosthetics on, or they'll come to a lookalike con. Like, did you see the Adele lookalike one?
Oh, Adele's was hilarious.
It's just so good.
So Adele puts on like a prosthetic nose just to look a little different, but like she still looks like Adele, and she goes to this kind of singing competition type thing to
it
see
was
who
like
can
an Adele impersonation.
Impersonation oh, thing. Wow. And so they had everybody walking on, and Adele is like acting really nervous.
But
she's
actually there.
But she's actually there, and she's talking to all the other Adele impersonators.
That all kind of look like her. It's like some really don't look like her. Yeah. Some kind of sound like her, but like to, and they had no idea she was among them. It was crazy.
And that's she cool. comes on and she starts singing, and immediately all of them like go back. They're like, wait.
But like they were talking up until the singing, like she's just a random person. Like they were all really sweet to her, and they were all sweet to each other.
Yeah, she's like, oh, I'm kind of nervous, or like, oh, I heard she was really mean, or like, just like, yeah. like just I would have so herself. Not that there'd ever be an Alicia Marie lookalike contest, but if there was, I would die being among them.
I was looking at that TikTok in my head. I was like, I'm nowhere relevant enough to ever hold something like that. But there's so many people that look cool. like me. I would love to hold, but like, I'm sure there's someone bigger than me that like, it looks like me too, that can like hold a better, bigger one than I ever could. But like, I had a whole account that was dedicated to like people that look just like me, and I would post it and I got so many sent in.
Really?
Like,
what was it called again?
It was I'm Not Zane.
That's right.
And I was posting every day, once a day, for
really?
Like
there's so many
months.
It was on Instagram.
I had a whole page, and I was posting a new one every single day. People would find billboards. They knew people.
No, wait, that's cool.
And they all looked just like me. It was so scary, but I would love to hold something like that.
That reminds me because Dolly Parton entered a competition for impersonating Dolly Parton. So it was like a whole bunch of people. So she entered in it too, and she lost.
No, that's hilarious.
Another no, she did
yes,
not.
They
that's
didn't
so
know
funny.
That it was her, but she didn't even end up winning.
But like that's funny.
That's iconic, actually.
Did she try like changing her features up at all? Like, did she?
No, she just went and did it.
There's no way they didn't like recognize
but I will
that was
say,
really her.
But if you got 100, 200 people dressed up as Dolly Parton all doing it.
But
like,
you need like prosthetics though to like really change
but
up
also,
the look.
If there's so many people there, maybe you would just blend in.
Yeah. And you wouldn't be expecting the real one to be there. Yeah.
No. Have you like the Timothy Chalamet one.
All of the, they're doing like Dev Patel, Jeremy Allen White.
Yeah, I saw both of those too. So it's so funny. I'm just surprised that they're able to get that much people that look like them together.
And all in one like area, it's like New York City. Like there's that many in New York City.
Who's posting it? Who's posting this? Like where are they seeing this flyer?
Facebook. Wouldn't it be like a Facebook group thing? Don't you think? I bet probably. There's a Facebook group like Jeremy Allen White lookalikes.
Wait, maybe there's a Zayn lookalike Facebook group.
I don't think so. I would love to see it though. I really like I would I like I, like again I don't want to be like I don't think I'm anything to hold something like that, but like I truly want to see a bunch of people that look just like me because I know they're all out there. It's way too common.
I only get sometimes on TikTok people being like, this looks like Alicia. I really don't get like I don't get
just
like,
a certain like prominent feature and then it just meshes well. You're like that. Yes, you like from here and here you look like me, or from here and here.
How
and
do
just
you spell
stop
it?
I'm Notzane.
Watch it. I was going to say it's inactive, so someone probably got it because you stopped posting on it.
No, no, that can happen.
They have all my Zanes.
No. Oh, shit. You're right, Remy.
I don't see it.
Also, like, that's so a handle people would want.
Wait a damn minute.
That's a handle people would want.
Is that
Zane?
Is that Zane? Sorry.
Okay. I'm not.
Guys, sorry. Istahtzane. Is that Zane?
Is that Zane?
Because I'm Not Zane, I think, was taken already.
God, I'm Not Zane is
Wait.
A good one. Wait, I want to look.
That's pretty crazy.
Isn't that crazy?
What?
Wait,
there's not even.
That's not, this is what
are these
that's
all
him?
Different people? This
no.
is none
different
of them is
people.
You.
None of them is me.
Bring it back.
Yeah, whoever's good at like coming up with like little events, even if it's like 50 people, like 10 people. Like, I just want to be around like people that like we all look alike. But they have to live in the same city. That's a thing.
Hey, they can fly.
Or they
in
could
for
travel
it.
Like the twin comp or the twin convention they have every year in like the twin cities. Have you seen that?
I have
it's
seen
cute.
That. That is cute.
You can make it a big like VidCon. Have people
Zane
come
Con.
In. ZaneCon.
Oh, somebody made a Is That Heath?
No! Oh, imagine Heath made it.
Well, no. He was about to create an account.
Just right now.
That's whoa. Funny.
There's no post.
Another one that I really liked was Cole Sprouse's duel, like fan duel, or not fan duel, sorry.
Taking pictures of people taking pictures of him.
Taking pictures of people taking pictures
our
of him.
Our friend had, of him. Our friend did capturing people. So you would take photos of anyone taking pics of other people.
Oh,
and it was a really
okay.
funny thing. But I didn't realize
he
it was
would
him.
Take pictures of people taking pictures of.
Are you talking about Cole Sprouse?
Yeah.
Yes,
that's
I remember
funny.
That.
It
that
was
pretty
it was
iconic.
Such a hot account. He would get really good ones.
Wait.
Yeah.
I feel like he had so many, but he only put up the best ones. Like, he probably took so
for
many. But like,
sure. Because he's so, like, he is. Now, every time I say iconic, I get a little nervous now, but he's iconic.
Yeah. Imagine like going out and knowing that, ooh, I'm going to have new content for my page.
Every day.
Let's go somewhere public.
Every
well,
day.
He also like went to school. Like, I'm sure everybody at NYU was taking photos of him all
I
the
bet.
Time.
Oh, yeah. Shit.
All in all.
All in all.
All in all.
All in all.
All in all. All in all.
And to digress.
You know that's a cover?
Is it really?
It's a cover. From Freaky Friday.
I love that song.
I wanna grow up. I wanna get out.
I damn, hey, I thought they made
it's
that.
It's a cover, which I just found out like a year ago. It's a cover.
Damn.
And I'm like, no wonder it hits so hard.
But
it's so
blew,
good.
They blew it up.
Yeah.
Though.
But what
yeah.
about Ultimate? Is that a cover as well?
No, I think that was. I don't think so. I don't know. But that one's a cover.
Well, they're gonna have to have new originals in Freaky Friday too.
I can't wait.
Or Freakier Fridayer.
Too freakier, too Friday.
Is
it the same cast?
Yeah, Jamie Lee and
Chad Michael Murray. No,
Lindsay,
Chad Michael
I don't know
Murray.
About Chad.
No, he is.
Oh wait,
he is.
Yeah. Wait, he's so in love with him.
That's good.
Yeah,
I'm so excited for Happy Gilmore too.
What?
Happy Gilmore? They're making a new
one.
Yes,
Adam's
yes.
another one. Really?
Yes. They've been spotted filming different scenes and stuff. And Ben Stiller is in it, too.
Oh, my God.
Well, boy, let's hope it's...
I know. I hope they don't.
You know how it is with these second
favorite?
Movies, man.
Yes.
You know what I would literally do if I was like I made the first movie or I'm in the first movie or if I'm Adam Sandler, right?
Uh-huh.
I want to make 50 First Dates too. I want to make a second movie. I'm going back to the same director. I'm going back to the same production team. And I'm going back to the same camera. Use the same camera. Let's not like why are we going to these new
oh my gosh, you know what would be a perfect sequel name? So 50 First Dates. If it was 50 First Dates, still the same name, but it would be 50 First, like 5-1.
Sorry, the way my brain was like, who's same. Gonna tell
yeah.
him it's the same thing?
But like 5-1.
Cute.
Like
wait, that's
50
cute.
First.
That's
50
cute.
First date.
Instead yeah. of
102 Dalmatians.
First,
because their 51st day is like their marriage.
101 and a half.
Good. That'd be pretty good.
Mm-hmm. Wow. But this one obviously did have kids.
Please
would you go back to the same
idea.
Writers too or new writers?
You really try to stick like, I think that's the problem
yeah,
with these new movies. They're
key.
Getting new people and like they're not.
Or they're using the nostalgia aspect, but then it's not the same.
Moana yeah. 2 is coming out.
That'll be good though.
Moana 1 though, Lin-Manuel Miranda did the music. Moana 2, it's a different group.
Oh.
It's Bear and Barlow, I think that's their names. Barlow and Bear. They're the ones that did
the
Bridgerton
yes.
musical that got sued.
Do you think they're going to kill it for live action?
I don't know, but like Moana, the first music was so
I love
good. Lin-Manuel. There's such big shoes to fill. I don't
wait,
know.
They have a Moana live action one, or they have not made a Moana live
action? It's not live action.
Lilo.
It's another.
You're thinking Lilo live action.
It's an animated number two.
Oh, it's Rose. An animated number yeah. two. What yeah. are they filming? What's
Lilo
the live action
Stitch.
They're filming?
Lilo and Stitch.
They're making Lilo and Stitch live action?
Yeah.
That would be cool.
Yeah.
Ow! It's going to suck. Come on. You know they're going to kill it. Oh!
Yeah, they made Stitch
but you know
look
what?
A little weird.
You know what? I'm going to be positive. I think they're going to kill it.
I don't think everything needs a sequel or
a live
a
action.
Live action.
I get it.
But they know we'll see it.
But if
so
you make
like,
a Surf's Up live action, whoa.
Surf's Up! Oh. Happy Feet live action.
Happy Feet.
They put tap shoes on little penguins.
Oh, my God.
That would be good.
Anybody? All dogs go to heaven.
Stop.
Live action. Wait.
Did
you see the TikTok about why that's even more sad?
No.
I'm going to pull a Heath and bring it.
I've heard of this somewhere, but
so the voice actor who plays the dog, you know, at the very end,
he just doesn't want to listen to it. Yeah, you are. She's scared.
Okay, the guy who plays the dog, and then there's the little girl. Apparently, in real life, she passed away from like a very tragic, like
she got murdered. Yes, I did hear that.
So this wrecked me. She gets murdered. They had already filmed her like dialogue for the movie, but he had to still do, oh my God, I'm gonna cry. He still had to do the last scene where he's like, don't worry, kid, I'll see you soon. Oh my God, I'm actually gonna cry. Oh my God. And like, really, he obviously knew she like, oh my God. And he said it took so many times to like do the take, and like hearing her voice be like, will I see you again? Oh my God.
I didn't realize it was for All Dogs Go to Heaven.
I think it was All Dogs Go to Heaven, right? I think so.
For a movie like that, are you kidding me?
It was
Judith Barcy
from
All Dogs Go to Heaven.
But also Neverending Story, right? Or not Neverending Story. What's the dinosaur?
Land Before Time.
Yeah. Land Before Times.
She was the actress for Littlefoot, right?
She was. Oh.
Ducky. It was Ducky.
I don't even remember that. I used to watch that.
I loved Land Before Time.
Yeah. I did too. That's so sad.
Well, that's it for today's episode.
Sorry.
Can we end on a happy note?
Yeah. Yes. Oh, yeah. I have.
Go ahead.
I have it.
Oh, no. I was just gonna say, think of Sam, the sheep you had.
Yeah.
He was so cute.
Sam.
You just need to learn how to control him a little bit better.
He was really strong.
He was stronger than what he looks, for
pure
sure.
Pure muscle. Everybody look up a baby doll sheep. They're really cute.
Yeah, but put the photo. I don't know who got it, but there was a photo that was like so close. I want that photo.
I would make that as my backup.
His
little coolie when he would walk.
I know. Remember when he was slipping in the house?
They
his
were
feet.
Like skates.
He had a twin brother, Frodo and Sam Wise.
He was really sweet.
In you.
Yeah, okay. I'm happy again.
Yeah, right, cool.
Okay, well, thank you so much for watching another episode. We love you so much. Again, make sure to check out the Patreon, patreon.com/basicallyunfiltered. We have so many good videos on there. All you have to do is sign up and you get access to everything that we've ever posted. It's an amazing time. Make sure to do it. And right now you can get it for 20% off, and you just have to use code BLACKFRIDAY20.
Woo!
Okay, code.
BLACKFRIDAY20.
And if
got
you
it!
Made
if you made it this far, I'll put a goat emoji.
Put a goat emoji. Or a sheep emoji.
Love you guys. Bye.
Bye.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at kosai.org.